today?
No, I married a hag today.
Did you? Perhaps there are things in my soul that can warm you. Things you know not of. Things beyond mere appearances.
You are she then.
Did you like the way I ate at the feast?
No.
You are she.
No, I did not. I thought it was disgusting. What an outcome is this? Did you see their faces? Did you see their faces? He pulled her to him and kissed her deeply. Their breathing quickened.
My stepmother enchanted me.
Yes.
Yes. I was to be ugly until, of his own free will, the best man in England had married me.
Married you?
And given me sovereignty over his body.
Yes, lady, you're about to have it.
No.
She drew away from him, silhouetted by the candles behind her. She stood before him. Her body shone through the silks. He moved to touch her.
No, it is not so simple as this. The enchantment is cool. Hear me. I could only be this way, as you see me now. By night, when you will have me in your arms. But by day, I will be ugly. For all men and women, and you cannot tell them.
Gawain took a deep breath.
Oh, I can be beautiful by day, so that all who will see you with me will know it. But then by night in your bed, I will be the ugly thing you married.
No.
Yes, and you must choose, husband. These are the towns of our marriage. So, which will it be? Best man in England, which do you prefer?
Gawain found a chair and sat down. Thoughts fled across his mind. He saw himself walking proudly with her amongst his peers. All would say, ah, there goes Gawain with his desirable wife. Lucky man. And he saw himself trying to love her. Hideous and loud and foul-smelling in his bed, he shuddered at the thought. Then he imagined her loving him, sweet and lusty each night, alone together, only to awaken beside her hideousness once again. Only to step out into the day to watch pity seep from the eyes of his friends. Poor Gawain, they would whisper, to have married so loathsome a woman. How ravaged his heart must be. All that he could have had is gone. She was waiting. What a terrible decision this was. He looked at her and realized how heartbreaking all this must be for her. After all, it was happening to her body, not his. He could not make the choice. Choose, Dame Ragnell, whatever you think is best.
What?
I cannot make that choice for you, lady. 'Tis your body, after all. You must live in it, not I. So live in it whichever way you wish most, and I shall be content. What?
You did it!
What?
You let me choose! That was it! The last cruel condition! This twist of magic is over!
I don't understand.
No, you don't, you sweet, wonderful man! It was this question, this last most awful question I have dreaded so long. until it perfectly. I myself. Yes, of course. Yes. And do you know what I now can do?
No. She drew him to her and kissed him deeply. Tears streamed down her cheeks. What?
You still do not know. So get away. Best man in England. My husband, how I love you. Now and forever. I am free to choose to be beautiful for you.
Love, 'tis a weed, lest it's an oak. True love grows into the heart's earth slow, while false love's promise, quick to poke itself upward and spread its show, never finds the height time can bestow. Instead, it bursts its heated bloom and starts to die, though it seems to grow in passing clouds of sweet perfume.